Testing.
Hello, hello. Mics 1 and 2 are operating.
Operational.
Studio C.
In a new location, never done before, at least on this show.
Welcome to Studio C. Welcome to Odds and Ends. I'm Eli.
Oh no, there's...
I got it inside.
We have to memorize it. I'm Silas.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Aced it.
Well done. I don't know if I would have remembered.
Really? It's pretty easy. Said it maybe 100
times. 92.4.
Yeah, right. There's no even numbers at the end of an ID, but that's cool. All right. We're back with another week of colors.
Yep,
we've
making our way
yellow
around the color
this
wheel.
Week. Last week was orange. This week is yellow. Not next week, but 2 weeks from now will be green.
Yeah, next week, a special edition hosted by, I think, me and Caroline.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I offered, the guest hosting spot.
Yeah. I don't think she can go either.
Oh, because she works.
But we're also attending the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
False promises were made.
But, I mean, someone will be here plus you or just you or not.
Yes.
Cool.
So don't get excited for that.
Don't get excited at all. But get excited right now because we've got some more yellow songs coming your way. That first one was Mambo Sun by T-Rex.
Yeah, I could tell. So we were a little short on time for the playlist, and I saw that you added a whole slew of songs that all had a similar word in them. So I think I can pick out your strategy for picking
songs.
Well,
here's
songs
the thing.
I had
a couple that were just based on the word yellow, whether it's based on the artist's name, the song title.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had some more, I don't know, vibes picks. But then
you also searched the word sun.
I did, and I added four options just in case we're out of space, or we need to fill space rather towards
that's
the
smart.
End. But we'll play one or two of those. But yeah, that was the start. Mambo Sun.
I love that song.
Do you have anything to cue up there?
Let's do one of the Vampire Weekend songs. I think let's do Prep School Gangsters.
Okay, and up until now, I thought it was Preschool Gangsters.
You've said that multiple times and I've never corrected you, so that's my bad.
No, it's equal parts are bad. All right, let's hear it.
Didn't mean to catch your
That was Enter Laughing by Electrolane.
Good song.
I forgot that you have to hold your mic.
Hold this mic so awkwardly because the mic stand won't come down.
Oh, does it just spring back up?
It just springs back up. So nice. I have to like both be holding the mic down but also supporting it up.
You could probably like unloop the... You see like how the springs on the side?
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll take a look at that during the next couple of songs. Anything to say about that one?
The album cover is yellow. Electra is yellow to me.
Yeah.
And just like a nice... I think anything generally happy and still pretty chill is yellow to me.
That one also, I was sort of looking for songs with kind of jangly guitars.
Yeah.
That one has kind of a jangly guitar line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm using that word right. Or if it even is a word.
Yeah. Well, I think it is.
Okay.
Jangle is a word.
Jangle is a word.
Whether it's a word or an hyphenated word.
Yeah.
Anyway, like you know, when you just like throw a Y at the end.
Yeah.
Which is not correct, but I've seen that.
What if it?
Done.
Do you think Django is jangly with a D at the beginning?
I guess maybe, at least by association.
Yes.
Because it looks the same and sounds similar.
Cool. Should we play... Do you have one you want to play next?
No.
Let's do Sweet Lucy by Michael Hurley, who I'm going to see this week at the Rockwell Theater in Davis Square.
Oh, really?
Where I work. Am quitting. have quit.
How many shifts do you have left?
I have 2 shifts left. And I feel bad because I basically quit and got these tickets on the same day, and I get the tickets for free because I'm still an employee.
That's awesome. Good job. It's really good. All right.
But yeah, Michael Hurley.
When we left, it was cold. Each other's hands we had to hold. We was drunk in Tennessee. She got drunk. As drunk as me. She run up the hill. She cried and cried. Put us in jail, $100 fine. I could hear her crying over the wall in the women's detention hall. I got on the phone, my mama spoke. Sorry, son, but your mama's broke. Oh, sweet Lucy. Oh, sweet Lucy. Wherever I go, I get sad. Seems like sorrow lives in the air. In the wide open skies of California, there was sorrow way out there. Five get you ten that you don't get past. Five get you ten that you better go fast. Oh, sweet Lucy. Uh-huh. Sweet Lucy.
that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paved paradise, put up a parking lot. We paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
A parking lot.
Big Yellow Taxi, Joni Mitchell.
She's back on Spotify,
she's
y'all.
She's been back.
She's back.
We did an episode and played some Willie Nelson, right?
Some Willie Nelson?
Or wait, Neil Young.
Neil Young.
I always do that. I don't know why.
We've definitely played some Neil Young.
But since he's been back, yeah.
Oh, have we? I don't know.
I think we did. I think we talked. Or maybe it was on. Maybe it was on Veronica's show, and we talked about it.
I almost put some of him on because a lot of his album covers are kind of yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it happened over spring break, if I'm not mistaken.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I feel like.
Yeah. We were. I remember talking to your dad about it.
Yeah. Shout out my dad.
Shout out Eli's dad.
Yeah. Cool. That one's pretty straightforward. Big Yellow song.
Yeah. Taxi. Big Yellow.
And hey, even if the word yellow wasn't in there, I would still put it because
it still felt pretty still yellow.
It's still yellow and also a taxi. Cool. Got anything else for right now? We should probably play two songs and hit the PSA.
Yes. Let's do one word.
Brian Eno. John Cale.
It's been a lazy.
That was a song by Yellow Magic Orchestra.
Whose title
I simply cannot read.
Fair enough.
It's in Japanese.
It's important to admit your faults.
Yeah. And that is my fault. Cool. Random PSI?
Do it.
Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
You know, pretty good advice.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any rechargeable batteries.
There are some in the Zoom recorder I rented from the Film and Media Studies department. And they're always super low, and I don't have the charger. So I have to buy new batteries anyway.
Right.
I also appreciate that they did double and then the letter A, and then the word triple and then the letter A, as opposed to two A's and three A's.
Yeah, it makes it a little easier. Because you would have pronounced it, ah,
yeah,
and
you know
ah.
Me. Yeah, exactly. I'm really confused by that kind of stuff. Cool. Our green
Taylor
friends.
Or Nah?
Oh.
Swift edition. I'm going to read you lyrics.
Okay.
I think we should split this up because I have 7.
Wow.
Either I wrote them or it's from the Tortured Poets Department. Is that what it's called? The
yeah.
Tortured Poets Society?
No, what it's is department. It?
What a bad name.
Anthology edition.
Anthology edition. These are from the Anthology edition.
Cool.
So either I wrote it or Swift. Miss okay. Swift wrote it.
Okay.
Number one. My friends used to play a game where we would pick a decade. We wished we could live in instead of this. I'd say the 1830s, but without all the racists.
What? That has to be her, right?
I would not write that. Yeah,
yeah
it was her.
That's insane.
That was Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Is that insane?
That's so bizarre. Do you know what song that's from, or did you not write that down?
I didn't write that down.
Okay.
But
cool.
You can reverse
we
Google
search
that. We
went through the song titles and were
Caroline
pretty alarmed.
Or Sam or Marcus. Is that one of them?
Yeah, I think like another.
Peter.
One. Yeah.
All right. Number two. You know how to ball. I know Aristotle. Brand new full throttle. Touch me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto.
I know that one's her as well.
Really?
I saw a clip of that.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I'm blowing this.
Well, it's terrible. What is that?
Touch me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto is gross.
I saw like some post on Instagram with that text, so I'm assuming that's from the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, number three, and then maybe we'll throw to a song, and then we'll finish it out.
Okay.
Threw your stuff out the window when I thought you were gone. Turns out you were in the bathroom. God, I'm so dumb.
Is that you?
Yes.
That's
that was me.
Really funny. Like, so far, the best lyric yet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll write an album.
Yeah, 31 songs.
The Miserable Writers
Guild
Store.
Yeah. Cool.
Killed.
Do you want to keep going or should I play something?
Play something. Let's stretch it out.
Do you want to hear My Golden Years by the Lemon Twigs?
Yeah, it's a great song.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Sleeping In, the Postal Service.
It's a good one.
That album is very good.
We didn't really talk about your criteria for Yellow, did we?
No, I mean, I think we had kind of similar ideas going.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking Bright, Summery.
Sleeping In,
Happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I also forgot that we had a show today until like 11:45. So I didn't put a ton of thought into it.
I mean, you at least demonstrated that you'd put thought into it by it not containing the word yellow or sun.
Yeah, well, because I
didn't.
Can't
be said for 90% of my
came
songs.
Up.
Yeah,
when I
interesting.
Of those. Yeah.
I had a long list of songs for sun.
Interesting.
Just shows how relatively happy I am.
I have a lot of songs with the word blue and
hence
yeah,
why you
gray.
Wanted to start at blue. Cool.
All right, part two of Taylor or Nah Swift Edition.
Yeah.
I know you like you know you, because you know you better than anyone knows you, and that's how I know you.
Taylor?
Wrong.
Oh, wow.
I wrote that.
It's terrible.
It's really bad.
But it does sound possibly Taylor.
It sounds like it could be sung.
Yeah. And that's saying a lot.
Number two. Or number...
Five.
At dinner, you take my ring off my middle finger and put it on the one people put wedding rings on.
Taylor.
Correct.
That's awesome. That's my favorite so far.
There's no way that was necessary given, like, I don't know, the meter.
That, yeah, how could that sound?
We'll have to hear it later.
Yeah.
Number six. Why did you wink at me? You know I can't stand it. You can't do it without tilting your mouth, so why would you even try?
You?
Yeah.
Damn. I was kind of conflicted. I that one was
I appreciate
a toss-up.
That.
Yeah.
I just... Yeah. I don't need to talk about my thought process. It's gibberish.
But it sounds so like the type of like slice of life mention that would happen
in
a song.
I really appreciate that. You know, I asked ChatGPT to come up with some lyrics for me.
Did a bad job. Yeah.
Because they were all like kind of good.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not going to be funny.
Right. Yeah.
Or interesting.
Right.
The last one. I would have died for your sins. Instead, I just died inside.
Hmm. It's pretty sweet and simple.
Hmm.
I'm gonna go Taylor.
Correct.
Okay, what was my final line? Were you keeping tally? I think I got four, right?
I think you got all but
five,
one.
Right? Oh, really?
Right? I think so.
I thought I missed two or three. Okay. Cool. Well,
I would have died for your sins is just like a crazy thing for someone to write.
The other thing is, like, none of these rhymed.
No.
I feel like.
Well, you know, it shows an advanced level of songwriting.
It's an anthology in that each verse, or each lyric is a standalone.
Yes.
Good stuff. Now I feel like I don't even have to listen to the album. I feel like I get it.
Because you were totally going to listen to it otherwise.
Totally, yeah. All 2 hours and 5 minutes of it or whatever it is.
All 25 songs of the anthology.
It's crazy. Yeah. Seems like people are pissed about it.
About the album?
Right.
Really? Even her fans?
Well, I feel like they're
Let's
at
just say, we have
point.
Nothing wrong against with Taylor Swift. Right. We have nothing against her.
Totally. Yeah. I don't know. I saw like maybe a Times headline that was like, the tortured poets department is out and needs an editor.
I saw that too. Yeah.
And I heard that everyone thinks it's repetitive, which it has to be because it's 30 songs.
Yeah, right.
And I listened to like portions of it, like five songs with Gus and Lena before the Beats show.
Okay.
Shout out Beats.
Shout
out Gus and Lena.
Shout out Beats though. That was a great show.
It was really fun. But yeah, we listened to some and it felt like the exact same song over and over.
Yeah.
And the Post Malone song, you can barely hear him.
That's so weird.
He's like the back end.
Is it mixed poorly?
No, well, I was listening to it on a phone and it sounded good.
Hmm. Do you remember that? Who was it? Was it like a Kanye album or something? Maybe it was the Pusha T album? No. I think it was Drake. I don't know.
What?
There was some album came out a couple years ago where... Oh, no, it was Travis Scott. Oh, my God. There was a song with a Nav feature,
mm-hmm.
which was bad. Mm-hmm. But, like, the original version that was released was mixed, like, insanely. Like, you couldn't hear Nav's voice. It was just, like, kind of in the background. And I remember when it came out, people on Twitter were like, it's a stylistic decision, but it sounded bad. And then he re-released the song,
and it sounded normal. That's really funny.
So it just clearly was a mistake.
He just, like, ostracized some of his fans for that.
All right.
That's interesting. I don't remember them
like fools.
Yeah. Cool. We got about 10 minutes left. Should we hear... I don't know. Should we hear Blinding Sights by Yellow House?
Sure. I was also going to add a Yellow House song, so I guess we got to hear him.
Let's do it.
eventually. Each generation makes its own apology.
All right, second Vampire Weekend play of the episode, Gen X Cops. And I thought that was Gen AI Cops. yeah, anyway, cool. That one was very yellow, I would say.
Yeah, this has been a very yellow episode.
Yeah, and circling back to what we talked about last week, where the background of the playlist on Spotify is the color of the album covers, it's a faint yellow.
We did it.
It's kind of like a New Orleans Saints gold. In any case, we got about 2 minutes left.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Odds and ends. Watch this. I have no script or anything. And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
There it is.
Boom.
Booyah. It's in there. Cool. All right, so we're going to have to switch the profile over to Studio A for our next show, who has just entered the studio. So we will do that unless they've already done it and we're not heard right now. Cool. Let's play, I guess, Sun King by the Beatles to round it out.
Sure.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you. Well, maybe they'll see you next week.
I'll see you guys next week.
All right. And I will see you the week after. Thanks for listening. Sorry, Silas, his mic was off. Bye.